A Guide to Full Health, SSS and POG EBIC Voluntary Members Contributions. Why continue to pay contributions in Full Health, POG EBIC, and SSS after employment? Once adulting hits you, you'll realize that you already have a lot of responsibilities and obligations. Having a bunch of work makes you crazy, but as long as you enjoy it, you'll understand what you truly desire. And during these trying times, some might have lost their jobs or other sources of income. This means your payroll will stop and so is your government contributions, but this doesn't mean the end. You can still continue to pay your contributions under voluntary membership. What would you do first? You need to update your membership before remitting your voluntary contribution to POG EBIC, Full Health, SSS. It requires your presence, so visit a branch and fill out a form. POG EBIC branches, NCR, Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao. SSS branches here. Full Health branches here. Overseas post here. Note, don't forget to change your membership status from employed to self-employed or OFW. How change membership status, POG EBIC? 1. Download and fill out the POG EBIC membership data form, MDF, here. 2. Under the membership category, mark the appropriate status. Self-employed. OFW. 3. Submit the accomplished membership data form, MDF, together with your supporting documents to the nearest POG EBIC branch. 4. Get a payment order form and proceed to the cash division to pay your POG EBIC contribution. Requirements for changing your POG EBIC membership status to self-employed. 2. Valid IDs, government issued. Latest income tax return, ITR, with last year's CPA certified financial statement. Employee statement of accumulated value, ESAV. Business permit or mayor's permit, you can get it to your municipality. DTI or SCC registration under your name. Requirements for changing your POG EBIC membership status to OFW. 2 1x1 ID photos, white background. Any valid ID such as a passport or primary ID issued by our government. Latest valid contract of employment with PIA stamp. Employee statement of accumulated value, ESAV. Special power of attorney, if someone else will submit your documents on your behalf or authorization letter with your indicated ID. Note, the ESAV contains all your POG EBIC contributions remitted by your previous employers. You can get it from the POG EBIC branch where your last employer paid your contributions. How to update Full Health membership data record. 1. Download the Full Health member registration form, PMRF, here. 2. On the upper right corner of the PMRF, check updating/amendment. 3. Complete the form. Under the 4th member type, choose the appropriate response. For OFWs, check migrant worker and land-based or sea-based. For freelancers, check self-earning individual and indicate your estimated monthly income. 4. Submit the accomplished PMRF to the nearest Full Health branch. OFWs may email their form to off@fullhealth.gov.ph. 5. Wait for the printed copy or email of your updated Full Health member data record, MDR. Requirements for changing your Full Health membership status to OFW. OFW should follow the steps and bring all the requirements needed. Overseas Employment Certificate, OEC. Employment Contract. Working Visa/Re-entry Form. Company ID issued by an overseas employer. Cash remittance receipt for money sent from abroad, at least 2 months before the last transaction. Valid ID or certificate issued in the country of employment. How to change member type in SSS. For self-employed. 1. Download and fill out 2 copies of the Member's Data Change Request Form, SSS Form E4. 2. Under Change of Membership Type, choose to self-employed. Under that field, indicate your profession/business, the year started, and your monthly income. 3. Submit the accomplished forms along with a photocopy of your Unified Multipurpose ID, UMID, card. Present your original UMID card as well. For OFW members. 1. Download and fill out 3 copies of the Contributions Payment Return, SSS form RS5. 2. Under type of payer, choose overseas Filipino worker. 3. Submit the accomplished form to any SSS branch together with your SSS contribution payment for the applicable month or quarter. Your SSS membership status will be changed to OFW upon posting of your payment. How much is my voluntary contribution? Your contributions to POG EBIG, Phil Health, and SSS is dependent on your budget. But, a fixed part of your monthly budget can help you to not miss one. POG EBIG voluntary rates. PHP 200 is the minimum of your monthly contribution. Again, it depends on your budget. The higher you pay, the more it will increase the cost of your POG EBIG benefits. Phil Health voluntary rates. The previous increase form 2.75% to 3% contributions of OFW has been suspended by President Rodrigo Roa Duterte due to the public cry as it adds burden to them. Voluntary members / self-employed, P300 monthly or P3,600 yearly. Land-based OFWs, minimum of P7,488 per year, can be paid in advance for 2-5 years. Seafarers, same salary-based premium contribution rate as employed PhilHealth members, those earning P40,000 and above monthly pay at P1,100 monthly contribution. SSS voluntary rates. Self-employed and OFW will have the same SSS contribution rate of 11% of the monthly salary credit, which is based on the monthly income declared in your record. What is the best way to pay bills? If you want your payments to be posted in real time, it's best to pay directly through their branch or legit agencies to avoid unnecessary issues. You may also pay through Bayad Centers, SM Bills Payment Counters, and Robinson's Business Centers. Please be advised that posting payments from this channel may take up to 3 days unless otherwise stated. You can also pay the government bills through GCash, but it currently accepts payments for POG EBIG. While on coins.ph, you can pay POG EBIG and SSS. OFWs can pay through iRemit and Mintaha International branches abroad. POG EBIG payment options. Freelancers and OFWs have a variety of payment gateways to choose from. You can also pay using MasterCard or Visa credit cards here. OFWs can also pay in ALP and PNB branches in the country they are in. Other payment facilities. SM Business Centers. SM Hypermarket. Save More. Bayad Centers and its authorized partners. Land Bank. Metrobank. 711, through EC Pay. M. Louis. Cash Pinas. GCash. PhilHealth Payment Gateways. Asia United Bank. Bank of Commerce. Bank One Savings and Trust Corporation. Bayad Center Outlets and Accredited Agents. Kamalig Bank. Century Rural Bank. Century Savings Bank. China Bank. China Bank Savings. City State Savings Bank. Development Bank of the Philippines, DBP. East West Rural Bank. Land Bank. Selected Local Government Units. Maybank. Money Mall Rural Bank. One Network Bank. Overseas Filipino Bank. GenBank. Philippine Business Bank. Philippine Veterans Bank. RCBC Savings Bank. RCBC. Robinson's Bank. Rural Bank of Bombong. Rural Bank of Jose Panganiban. Rural Bank of Sta. Catalina. Savior Rural Bank. SM Business Centers and Bills Payment Counters in SM Supermarket, SM Hypermarket, and Save More. UCPB. UCPB Savings Bank. Union Bank. PhilHealth Online Payment, for employers only. Employers can conveniently pay their employees PhilHealth contributions through any of these online banking facilities. BPI Express. Link. Security Bank Digibanker. Union Banks 1. Hub.gov. BankNet eGov, for clients of BankNet member banks. SSS Payment Facilities. Asia United Bank, AUB. Bank of Commerce, BOC. Bank One Savings Bank. First Isabella Cooperative Bank, FICO Bank. Partner Rural Bank. Philippine Business Bank, PBB. PNB Savings Bank. Rural Bank of Lanuza. Union Bank of the Philippines, UBP. United Coconut Planters Bank, UCPB. Wealth Bank. When do you need to pay? Always pay your dues before the due date to avoid penalties and charges. Deadlines for POG EBIC. Monthly deadline is always 10th day of the following month. For example, paying for September, your due date is 10th of October. Quarterly deadline is always 10th of the next quarter. For example, paying for August to October, your due date is 10th of November. Deadlines for PHIL. Health? Monthly, last working day of the applicable month. If you're paying for July, your deadline is July 31st. Quarterly, last working day of the applicable quarter. If you're paying for July to September, your deadline is September 30th. Semi-annually, last working day of the first quarter of the applicable semester. If you're paying for July to December, your deadline is September 30th. Annually, last working day of the first quarter of the year. If you're paying for January to December 2019, your deadline is March 31, 2019. Deadlines for SSS. The last digit of your SSS number will be your due date. Monthly or quarterly is your choice of remitting your contribution. 1 or 2, 10th day of the month following the applicable month or quarter. 3 or 4, 15th day of the month following the applicable month or quarter. 5 or 6, 20th day of the month following the applicable month or quarter. 7 or 8, 25th day of the month following the applicable month or quarter. 9 or 0, last day of the month following the applicable month or quarter. Share your thoughts.